Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Truth Front and Back. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. I am waiting for my lovely co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher. But in the meantime, while we wait for her patiently, we have two lovely guests tonight. Our first guest will be the young and sexy Callie Clean. So she'll be joining us, gentlemen, in 10 minutes, give or take. She's anxiously waiting to speak with us and be on the air with us. So we look forward to having her. And our other guest of the evening is, her name is Harmony California. We'll be speaking with her. She's very intriguing, all the research I did on her, and she also has a nickname called Queen of Spades. So we look forward to speaking with her later this evening and ask her why she has that nickname. So while we wait for Miss Karen Fisher, we'll go into some of the porn topic news. I wanted to catch up with Miss Karen Fisher, since we haven't been on the air for a couple weeks due to her traveling and me being sick. So we apologize for any inconvenience, guys. I know you guys wanted to hear our lovely voices, but I wanted to catch up with her about Chicago. So if anyone out there went to Chicago and you want to give me a call, feel free to call me at 646-595-4038. One of the other news is that I wanted to talk about was Michael Weinstein. Your war is now officially petty. If I were Michael Weinstein, I'd be feeling kind of silly right now. Wait, let me modify that. If I was Michael Weinstein, I suddenly encountered an enormous burst of rational thought. I'd be feeling kind of silly right now. Excuse me. Years upon years and billions upon billions of dollars sunk into waging a war to shelter porn actresses from the hazards of their job by the way of condoms, all looking more insignificant than ever in the grand scheme of things, Mr. Michael Weinstein. This particular moment, how's that? Because right now, the entire country is trying to come to grips with witnessing a horrific reality of what a real job hazard looks like. And unfortunately, it's not a porn set, Michael Weinstein. Another topic I thought was pretty interesting. The Golden Arches. No more porn with your Big Mac. You might as well get the fries because you can no longer get your porn at the Golden Arches. McDonald's executives this week made the decision to restrict customers from using free Wi-Fi in their restaurants to access pornographic porno. Well, isn't that a shame? The announcement came after Internet Safety, the group Enough is Enough, Enough is Enough, I guess, lobbied for 2 years in McDonald's. And now a couple other fast food chains that joined this group is Subway and Chick-fil-A. So, guys, if you want to watch porn while you eat fast food, don't go to McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Subway. Still waiting for Miss Sexy Karen Fisher. I don't know where she's at. Maybe she got lost. But you're listening to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. I'm going to take a quick break and find out where my lovely co-host is. And when we come back, we'll be listening to hopefully Karen and myself and our lovely guest, Callie Clean. So stay tuned. We are going to take a quick break.
Gonna hang, and it might not change, but I don't see no rain. So don't feel still gon' try, cause I'm down to wait, and I ain't even gon' lie. Man, I like this girl, I think I could wipe this girl. My nigga said I'm sick trippin', I told him, man, this chick different. And I hope she listen, baby, I been thinking about this shit daily. How fair could be player, live with all the same, you about to drive me crazy. And you ain't need my leading, and I got somebody too. So even if I was you, it ain't no telling what I would do. So I'm without a clue, but boo, that's how I feel. If I don't tell the truth, then what's the use of being real? Being real.
You're listening to Truth Front and Back. You're just listening to Jung Phil Cup Bull. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and I'm still waiting for my sexy co-host, Karen Fisher. I don't know where she's at, but the show must go on. We are waiting for Miss Kelly Tween. Miss Kelly Clean, I believe, is 18 years old. She's very new to the industry, gentlemen. Very young and spunky little thing. Looking forward to speaking with her in a few minutes. Actually, she just joined us now, so we will be having her join the lines briefly. She's been in the industry, I want to say, from my research, I believe, maybe a year, maybe longer. She's 18 or 19 years old. And, yeah, she was a fetish model. She used to webcam. And her parents, I think one of her parents also owns a production company. So looking forward to speaking with her, gentlemen. Please welcome Ms. Kelly Clean. Hello.
Hi. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, thank you for tuning in to Truth, Front, and Back. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, my co-host. I don't know where she went to, but so it's only me tonight. So.
Well, that's fun anyways.
Yeah, so I did my research. I don't know when I read a couple interviews. How long have you been in the industry? It said, like, less than a year.
Yes, I have been in the industry for 6 months on the 19th of this month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So before you got into porn, you were doing webcamming and some fetish modeling?
Yes, I was.
So tell me about which one did you do first?
I started with fetish modeling, and through like connections of like the photographers, they set me up with a studio that did cam modeling, and I just went from there.
Okay, was that weird? Starting fetish modeling?
It was interesting because, like, you know, I had never been tied up before, and that's the whole idea of fetish modeling is to, like, bondage. And it was exciting, though, because it's fun to, like, be tied up.
Okay, so, and then you, from there, you went to webcamming?
I did. I needed something to keep me from being bored. On the weekends, and I mean, I made money from it, so I was like, why not?
Which cam site did you use?
I used StreamMate.
Oh, okay. All right, and then from after, how long did you webcam before you decided to take the plunge into porn?
I started cam modeling on the 1st of November. And I quit when I got into porn on the 9th of January, so a few months.
Okay, and what made you jump right into porn? Was, like, the fetish modeling and webcamming boring?
It wasn't that. They were still exciting. I wanted to try something new, and I had always been curious about it since my dad owned a company, and so I just decided to take the plunge.
Were you nervous the first time?
Oh, of course. I was scared out of my mind. I had never been with more than one person, and it was a 7-guy gangbang, and so, like, never had that many guys in one time having sex, or even in a day, but it was a lot of fun.
So wait, you did, so you got into porn and you've already done your first gangbang?
Yes.
Wow. You're not playing, huh?
No. I think what it was that I had it. Sorry. What?
It's okay.
I know. I guess what it was is that I just wanted to do something that could prove that I was supposed to do the industry. boy girl just kind of seems like, oh, everyone can do it. I wanted to do something a little bit different, something totally out of the ordinary.
Well, that's one way to make a name for yourself. Did see you did a movie with Miss Kendra Lust. Tell me about that.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. Kendra owns the agency that I belong to, and she wanted me to be part of her new movie. And so it's supposed to be like a scene of where I'm with Van Wilde. We're supposed to be boyfriend, girlfriend. And Kendra and her friend Christina Rose come in and walk on us. And it's like a reverse cuckold. I'm supposed to, like, I just do oral, and that's just, and they just, like, you got to watch us fuck him. It was pretty fun, though. I had never done that kind of thing before, and I had never been working with such, like, huge superstars like Christina Rose and Kendra Lust. So it was kind of like an awe factor, and it was kind of nice being able to sit in the background because I was able to watch, and it taught me a lot.
That's awesome. So you said Miss Kendra Lust represents you?
Yes, she does.
And then you also are with, I do believe you have a publicist as well. Is that correct?
Yes. My publicist is Erica from the Rep Jar.
Oh, I know Erica.
Erica's awesome.
I know Erica. She is awesome. Yay for Erica. So, can your fans look forward to the rest of the year?
Well, I'm going to be doing my first interracial thing coming up when I go to LA. And then in October, everyone should be prepared for anal and DP action.
Wow. So, what, do you know who your first interracial is going to be, or?
I don't yet. I don't know who it's going to be with, but I think it'll be a lot of fun because I've never been with really big dicks in my life.
Oh yeah, it's good. It's about time.
Yeah.
It's about you need to get big dicks, big cocks. So if you could pick, who would you? Would you have a favorite or someone you would want to do your first interracial with?
Yes, that would be Jason Brown. He's a contract star for Black. So he's pretty great. He's a good friend of mine, too.
Uh-huh. So where are you from? Are you originally from, it said, Arizona?
Yes, I was born in Scottsdale and then raised in Mesa, but I moved back to Scottsdale in November.
And you still are there, or did you move to L.A. like the rest of the girls?
No, I'm going to definitely stay in Scottsdale. I mean, it probably would be convenient to move out to L.A. here, and we're getting a place together, and we just signed a six-month lease, so kind of put.
Is he in the industry?
He is not in the industry.
Uh-huh. So how did your parents take it when you told them you were going to do porn?
Well, my dad's done porn for about 20 years now, and so it didn't really come to a shock to him, and it didn't really bother him. He was pretty supportive. He just wanted to tell me about what I need to, like, look out for. And my mom, she wasn't at all surprised because, again, like, you know, I was raised by my father, so she always figured I would dip into the industry, and she's been, honestly, like, a great support system throughout this whole journey.
Well, that's good. It's always great to have someone in your corner or several people in your corner, especially in this industry.
Definitely. I'm so lucky to have, like, parents that don't care about that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, they do care, but, you know, not making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Because mine pretty much hit the roof. And I've been in the industry 6 years, and I just told them, like, less than a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wish I would have been able to hide that secret, but people found me on Pornhub, and high school boys, shit blows up real fast.
So they told your parents, or they would tell your parents?
I told my parents before I even got in the industry. I told them that I was interested in it, and I wasn't going to get into it if they didn't approve. And they're like, well, you're an adult. You can do what you want. And so I was like, okay.
Well, that's good. So you said you're looking forward to your first interracial when you go to L.A., and then you also said double penetration. Is that correct?
Yes, I'll be doing double penetration and anal in October.
Ouch, anal. Ugh. Have you done
it? I actually love it.
You do?
Yes, it's so much fun.
Oh, my God. I do anal. Oh, my God. And it's, I don't like it. Oh, my God. But hold on 1 second, Miss Callie. You do have a caller from area code 225. Hello, caller.
Well, hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Thank you for the truth front and back.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
I was actually listening. Of course, you know, I'm old school, so I actually just really figured out that I was actually supposed to press one to actually talk to you all. I have a question for both of you all, if that's an option. Actually, I was waiting around for Harmony, actually.
Okay.
So my question.
She'll be on it.
Okay. Well, my question is, as far as how do you all feel about, like, the storyline right now that's in porn right now? How do you all feel about
the storyline? Go ahead, Miss Callie.
Yes.
You can answer that.
The storyline of porn? Are you, like, saying about, like, how the shoots are?
I'm from old school, you know, old school porn, you know, when we had Ron Jeremy and Peter North, all the rest of those guys. I used to work at Vivid years ago. And I find that porn, it becomes a little redundant sometimes. You know, it becomes redundant, especially with the storylines. And so what I'm, you know, me, you know, like I said, I retired from porn, you know, years ago. And then I was like, you know what? You know, once the internet thing started coming up, you know, getting back into it, I was like, okay, how do you all feel as far as, you know, on the female side? How do you all feel about the storylines? How do you all look at scripts or, you know, say, hey, you know what, I'm going to take this because I like this storyline, I like this setup? Or do you all just say, okay, you know, I'll just do this shoot with so-and-so and I'll do whatever you want me to do?
Well, I don't know how it is with, like, bigger time companies. I think Wicked, they do a lot of scripts. But I've worked for a lot of gonzo companies, and so they'll do like about 5-10 minutes of acting, and it's just really just you just making up your own script, and they don't really tell you what's going to happen until you get to the shoot. When I get a booking, it just says like how much I'm going to get paid and the actor I'm working with and what to bring and where it is. I usually don't know like the storyline behind it, but I think if I work for Wicked, I'd probably get a script.
Now, are you ever interested in doing a more, I'm not going to say necessarily artistic, but are you willing, you know, are you actually open to doing a more in-depth, you know, type film, something that's not so, I'm not going to say bland, because I definitely have respect for, you know, I definitely have respect for the industry, because trust me, I've made a lot of money off the industry. But, I mean, are you actually open to those kind of offers to do something more movie-oriented type situation?
Of course. I mean, I just love having sex. So if it's, like, the more movie type of thing, That's great because it'll still get late at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, always, always. I mean, that's definitely because, like I said, I mean, I've been sitting around with actually with a friend of mine, and we've actually been working on some scripts over the past year or so. And of course, I would definitely, you know, eventually want to get in touch, I guess, with your agent or whatever, and talk about maybe a booking later on next year, something about the along the lines of that. But I mean, but it's always nice to know what the new talent is thinking. You know, what's in their mind? What are they? You know, what's their brand? You know, what are they? If that makes sense. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, definitely.
But I appreciate you calling in. If you wanted to call back for Miss Harmony.
Oh yeah, definitely, 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 of course. And I definitely wish you luck in the industry. I mean, it definitely is. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful experience. I mean, I did it for almost 10 years, and I tell you what, I mean, it's wonderful. A lot of great people, a lot of great parties, a lot of great sex. Enjoy it, have fun, and definitely be safe.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right. Bye bye. Well, all right. So, Miss Callie, go ahead and do your shout outs for your fans, where they can find you.
All right. You can find me on my Twitter at CallieKlein143. My Instagram, Miss Callie Bear, Callie Klein. And my blog at CallieKleinXXX.com.
And do you have a website?
I don't. I just have a blog as of right now.
Okay. And so that's something else your fans are looking forward to? Your
yes,
website?
Yes. My site will be launching either in December or January.
All right. Well, we look forward to all that fun, exciting stuff, and I appreciate you tuning in or joining us on the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye. You were just listening to Miss Callie Klein, the young and spunky 18-year-old that's new to the industry. Again, this is Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boozilla. My lovely co-host, Karen Fisher, is MIA. I don't know where she is. But we are waiting on Miss Harmony, California. She'll be joining us in a few, gentlemen. And before that, we will take a quick break. Got to pay some bills.
Y'all kill us to get away with it.
Murderers,
y'all kill us to get away with it.
Way with it.
Likes
welcome back. You're listening to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. My co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher, is MIA. We are waiting for the lovely Harmony, California. If you were just listening to Miss Callie Clean. Guys, if you wanted to follow her on Twitter, you can follow Miss Callie at Callie, CALLIEKLEIN 143. And our Miss Harmony, California, Miss Queen of Spades, you could follow her on Twitter as well at Girl, GIRLWSTADETATOO. We wait for her. Miss Harmony is very well known in the interracial circles. She launched her career as a semi-amateur porn star, the alias Harmony California, in the summer of 2013, performing with various pro-am industry figures such as Richard Mann, Jonathan Jordan, Danny Ocean, and D. Siren, just to name a few. So, guys, you'll be listening. She'll be joining us live in a few minutes. So, I look forward to speaking with her. If you want to call in, the number is 646-595-4038. Press 1 to speak. If you do not press 1, you will not be able to speak with us. So, still waiting for anyone that went to Chicago Exotica to let me know how that was, since Ms. Karen Fisher is not on the call this evening. Again, we are waiting for Miss Harmony, California. So let's look at more interesting topics in the industry. Earlier I was talking about you can't order your porn with your Big Mac no more. And Mr. Michael Weinstein, for all those who have been following the whole condom law, he's now marked as a flake. You're listening to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and we are waiting for Miss Harmony, California. I do believe she is on the line, gentlemen. So let's welcome her to the show, Miss Harmony, California. Hello.
Hello. How is everybody?
How are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I am Desiree DeLuca, the host of the show. My co-host is MIA, so it's just me tonight, so bear with me.
No problem.
All right. So were you also known as the hot wife, Nikki?
Yes, many years ago when we first started in the lifestyle, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So how long have you been in the industry?
In the industry itself, only a couple of years.
Okay. And before that, you were just doing
basically stuff for yourself, like your website and stuff?
No, that was before that. It was basically just we were just in the swinger lifestyle before we actually got into the adult video industry. We were just in the swinger lifestyle.
So what made you jump from the swinger to being on camera?
Oh, gosh. I think it was to make money on something that I already enjoyed doing, and to put it out there since it seemed to be a niche that many people liked.
Well, that's good. That's a good way of putting it. Your experience so far being actively in the industry?
I've quite enjoyed it. I have a lot of fun. I've met a lot of great people, individual people who do it by themselves and people that work for larger companies. I've really enjoyed myself. Everybody is, you know, fairly easy to get along with. It's been a good time.
Have you been to any of the Exoticas recently or?
No, not recently. I have not.
Are you looking forward to going to any of them? I know there's two more Exoticas and then AVN at the end of the year.
No, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to any of the Exoticas for the rest of the year. I wish I could, but it just isn't looking like that's going to work out.
Okay, so tell me how you got your nickname, or you came up with the nickname Queen of Spades.
It was given to me by just other people other men I had shot with, because I only shoot with black men, and that's the only thing I'm interested in. That's what I became.
Okay, so you love BBC. That's awesome.
Yep.
Very awesome. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But you do have a caller, so let him, he's been waiting for you. So,
okay.
Hello, caller. Hello? Hello, caller? Hello? Okay. I guess he got shy. So, here's another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're back the air.
All righty. How are you all doing?
We're great. So, you're speaking with Desiree DeLuca and Miss Harmony, California?
Yes, that's my friend in the whole wide world. How are you doing, Ms. Harmony?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. You'll be amazed to actually know who this is. I know you're a busy woman, so you probably, forget anyways. But this is Marcellus from Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The one that I'm still trying to book that shoot with you at some point in eventually. So how have you been?
I have been great. Been great.
Awesome. So what can we expect out of you in the future? Any new branding things? Any maybe your own brand of sex toys or something coming out soon?
I really honestly hadn't given much thought to that. It's not a bad idea. But, I really spend most of my time concentrating on filming and who I'm going to shoot with and getting content out there. And that's kind of been my focus and will continue to be probably for a while.
Awesome. Well, I definitely wanted, I was, kind of waiting, I was like, this is going to be awesome, because, to finally actually get a chance to talk to you and everything. And I do want you to know that I'm definitely looking forward to, hopefully, we'll cross paths, in the near future. I was actually telling one of my buddies about you a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, if we can actually get her down in New Orleans, you know, this would be really great. And so we're definitely going to try to put that.
I'm so sorry. We have to cut it short. There's other people calling for her. So
thank you for calling. All right. But
thank you.
You have fun.
All right. We have another caller for you. I think it's some. Hold on. I think I know who this caller is. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Harmony.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
I really respect her choice to shoot only with black men. But I'm not a black man myself, and I was wondering, like, you know, what are your thoughts of your fans who really love watching you, but, you know.
That's true. But you know, I make everything for my fans to watch. And as long as you enjoy watching it, I'll keep producing it for you.
That's so awesome. Thank you.
What are your
thoughts about, like, are you familiar with, like, Jinxie Pie?
What? Not off the top of my head.
So I guess she was like another like big cuckoldress kind of actress. But I'm wondering, like, how do you balance in terms of like your personal life and, you know, I think that, you know, like the risk of being outed or whatever. And I mean, it's all out there, but like, you know, do you think that could potentially ever interfere with like what you do?
No. See, and I'm really kind of a take it or leave it kind of person. And there's an old saying that says, you know, the people who matter to you won't mind, and the people who mind, they don't matter. So, and I hold that very, very close. And I live by that. So if there's somebody in my life who thinks less of me because of what I do on the side, they don't really know me, and then therefore they don't matter anymore. So I don't let it get in my way, and I don't let it get me down. You move on with life.
Okay, and lastly, like, I know you were asked about kind of like the opportunities of like going to various conventions, but I was wondering, you know, what. And you said you didn't have time to do that, but I was wondering what kind of like fan opportunities are there to kind of like meet you in person and then just say like hi and stuff.
Up until now, I've only actually done one sort of a meet and greet with fans. I was visiting D Siren in Houston, and we went to a club, and they had advertised that we were going to be there, and so I was able to meet some fans there. But that's the only, you know, because I do have, you know, home life and other things going on, that's the only, you know, chance I've had to do that. I do hope to do more of it in the future for sure, especially as my fan base is building and I have more fans that want to meet me.
Awesome. Well, thank you, caller.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for
you
calling in.
Have a great evening.
They sure love you, Miss Harmony. All your naughty movies. I was doing research and I was seeing Black Hawk, hashtag BBC. And I was like, I love this girl. I always talk about Big Black Hawk, and my co-host always gets embarrassed sometimes, but gotta love it.
Oh no, yes, you gotta love it.
Gotta love it. It's just so much, I think, personally, I think it's just so much better.
Oh yeah, I mean that's obviously it's my it's my personal choice. I mean the saying really is true. You know, once you've had it, you really just don't want to go back ever. You just can't. You just that it's not even really a question. You know, it's not, you know, a thing of wanting to hurt anybody else. It's just like, no, that's where my preference is. Sorry.
Well, it is true, and I don't know why some guys get offended by that, because some guys have preference, like blondes or redheads.
Or big boobs.
Or
no boobs.
Or big
or
boobs.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So they have their stipulations, too. I don't know why they make it a big deal when we do the same thing to them, but it's quite interesting. But so what is your fans have to look forward to the rest of this year for you?
You know, always more content coming out. I'm always filming. I'll be filming next week. You know, just always as much content and new content that I can get out there is what they can always expect from me.
Are you shooting with any big companies, or you pretty much do everything for yourself?
I pretty much do everything for myself. I do shoot occasionally. If you've seen, I think I've got, you know, one up with Blacks on Blondes and Cuckold Sessions. And, you know, I've done a couple of, you know, companies. But for the most part, I like being able to do it myself, set my own schedule, you know, put the videos out as I see that they're ready. And I like to be in charge of all that. It's kind of why I did this, be my own boss.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have to wrap it up since your fans do love you out there. You want to do your shout-outs, tell your fans where they can find – oh, wait, hold on. One person wants to speak now. He's going to – hold on one second. Hello, caller. Hold on. Hello, caller. Oh, he got dropped. He decided he got too scared. Well, go ahead and do your shout-out, sweetie.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody knows that you can find me at harmonycalifornia.xxx. And as always, I'm on Twitter at girlwithspadetattoo. So reach out, follow me, and I'm sure we'll be good friends.
Do you have a website?
That's harmonycalifornia.xxx.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
Okay.
That caller is back on. Let me see if he will speak. Hold
okay.
on. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Pretty
Thanks
good.
For
how
calling.
Are you?
I'm great. Did you have a question?
I could talk to her before she got offline real quick.
Okay, go ahead and
sure.
Miss Harmony.
Hey, Harmony, how are you?
I am doing fine. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. This is Two Johns.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I am good. It's nice to talk to you.
You too. I just figured there wasn't much chance to ever talk to you, so I figured why not take advantage of this opportunity, right?
No, that sounds like a good idea.
How have you been lately? How was your 4th of July?
It was good. It was pretty mellow. I had just come back from a cruise, so we really kind of just took it easy and kind of recovering from all that travel.
It looked like that was pretty fun. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was beautiful. We had a great time.
Yeah, it looked pretty nice. But I just wanted to ask more about what the previous caller had said and connecting with fans, and if there's anything, you know, available as far as that goes with fan connection and meeting up or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't given it a whole lot of thought. I guess I need to get with my manager and figure out some good meet and greets, because it sounds like I've got more and more people that want to actually meet me in person, which is awesome. But I've really, you know, I've always focused on my side of it, never really thought about all of that until recently when I'm starting to get hit up a lot.
I'm sure you probably get hit up a lot.
Yes. So, well, thank you. We have to wrap it up, but thank you for calling in and speaking with Miss Harmony.
Sure. It was fun. Look forward to it. Hopefully you guys have her on again.
All right. Thank you so much.
It was great talking to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So, Miss Harmony, it's time for you to go on tour.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like that.
It seems like all your fans want to see you up close and personal.
Yes, yes it does. I guess I'll have to get to work on that.
All right. But thank you again so much for coming on the show, and looking forward to hopefully meeting you one day, hopefully at AVN. If it's not this one coming up, maybe the following year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.